Now, if we take all of that ozone that's in the atmosphere and bring it down to the Earth's surface at 1 atmosphere pressure and 273 Kelvin, then the total amount of ozone present would amount to 3 millimeter thick layer. So that's to emphasize that there's not much ozone up there. The total amount of ozone then is able to be reduced by putting in a relatively small amount of a pollutant. The function of the ozone, as far as we're concerned, is as a radiation shield, because the formation and destruction reactions involve the removal of high energy photons coming in, and some of these photons would have sufficient energy to annihilate phytoplankton, for instance. That would take out the DNA in phytoplankton, that would change significantly the ecosystems floating around in the marine environment. The partitioning of the electromagnetic radiation is from the long wavelength UVA through to the short wavelength UVC, and so we can see that 320 to 400 nanometers, this energy then is going to be available at the Earth's surface. So a lot of the modern sunscreens are dealing with UVA and UVB. More recently, they're thinking that UVA also damages skin, not only UVB. UVB then, sitting in the middle, 290 to 320. Now, it depends on whose book you look at as to what the exact numbers here. I'm not too worried. As long as you're in the ballpark of these sort of numbers, it'll be fine. And then UVC. Now, throughout the lecture notes, I'm going to change a few things. Here I just put less than 290. I've refined this a little bit to say 100 to 290. Most people, when they're working with UVC, most of the UVC is around 180 to 290, but it does actually formally stretch from 100 up to 290.